Okay, we'll start again then, yeah? Start. In our worship, we're in number 267. 267. Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Hallelujah. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, the first commandment is this, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is the only Lord. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets.
Amen.
Christ our Passover Lamb has been sacrificed for us. Let us therefore rejoice by putting away all malice and evil and confessing our sins with a sincere and true heart. Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned in thought, word and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. In your mercy, forgive what we have been. Help us to amend what we are, and direct what we shall be, that we may do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with you, our God. Amen. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon you. Pardon and deliver you from all your sins. Confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in life eternal. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Resurrection of your Son overcame the old order of sin and death to make all things new in him. Grant that we, being dead to sin and alive to you in Jesus Christ, may reign with him in glory, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be praise and honour, glory and might, now and in all eternity. Amen. Amen.
This is a reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. At that time, says the Lord, I will be the God of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people. Thus says the Lord, the people who survived the sword found grace in the wilderness. When Israel sought for rest, the Lord appeared to him from far away. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore I have continued my faithfulness to you. Again I will build you, and you shall be built, O Virgin Israel. Again you shall take your tambourines and go forth in the dance of the merrymakers. Again you shall plant vineyards on the mountains of Samaria. The planters shall plant and shall enjoy the fruit. For there shall be a day when sentinels will call in the hill country of Ephraim, come, let us go up to Zion, to the Lord our God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Then Peter began to speak to them. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is the Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee, after the baptism that John announced. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. How he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. But God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear. Not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hymn number 508.
This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. We will rejoice Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day, this is the day when He rose again, when He rose again. We will rejoice, we will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day when He rose again. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day when He rose again. This is the day. This is the day when the Spirit came. When the Spirit came, we will rejoice. We will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day when the Spirit came. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day when the Spirit came.
Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord, descending from heaven, came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you." So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Christ.
May the Lord now be in all our hearts and upon my lips, that every thought and word may be holy for the honour and glory of his name. Amen.
Amen.
When I was little, in the 1950s, I lived in a small village in England. I remember walking home after school for my tea, which was always bread and butter followed by cake. I liked cake and all things sweet then, and I still do. But it was a strict rule that I couldn't have cake until I'd eaten my bread and butter. It's a bit like the good old Protestant work ethic. Everything you have has to be earned in some way. You can't have pleasure without pain. And there's some truth in that, but only some. Another thing that comes to mind is our first real trip to Set a few years ago. Our son, that one there, had been, and he recommended walking up to the top of Mont St. Clair, because the view over the harbour and the sea is marvellous. So we trudged up steep streets, sorry, and even steeper steps in the heat, about 200 metres up, and the view was indeed glorious. But there's a car park there. But we could have driven up. Never mind. We felt as if we'd earned that view. No gain without pain. A final example. It's possible to get all the way to Santiago de Compostela in Spain by walking hardly a step. It's a famous pilgrimage, however, and we, Chris and Andy as well, walked the last 100 kilometres in 2019. You don't do it to try to earn favour with God in any way. Or you shouldn't. Many non-Christians do it. It's all about the journey. I mean the spiritual journey. From where we are to where we need to be. That's why people go on pilgrimage. In the Middle Ages, it was believed that going on pilgrimage was a way to get to heaven more quickly. And one of the insights of the Reformation was that it just doesn't work like that. There's a world of difference between going on a pilgrimage to earn your way to heaven and going on a journey with God to find yourself. But we get into this way of thinking that there's a price for everything, that everything has to be earned, that there's no gain without pain, no such thing as a free lunch. So on that reasoning, it would make sense that we would have to earn our salvation, the forgiveness of our sins, and the promise of eternal life. Trying to earn our salvation comes about because we realise that we often fail to do what we ought to do, and we do what we ought not to do. Surely that's not me, you say, and I say, but just ponder a bit. Is there somebody you don't like? Have you never wanted to get your own back when somebody's done you wrong? Have you ever done so? God didn't intend it that way. I'm not trying to fill you up with guilt that you don't deserve in order to tell you the solution to it. That's bad religion. But I think we do need to recognise that we're all fallible. We're all capable of doing evil things. It's not just the Hitlers of this world that perform unspeakable acts. Some Christians would say quite bluntly that we're all inherently evil. That's a distortion. God doesn't make evil things. A more accurate way to put it is to say that we're all capable of doing both good and evil. And we all do both good and evil things. I remember a theological conversation with a fellow priest in Peterborough Cathedral once at a Maundy Thursday service. Fancy that, theology in a cathedral. But it has to happen sometimes. He was talking about how hard he was working and jokingly said that if Pelagius was right, he'd be okay. Pelagius was a heretical British monk in the early 5th century. His heresy was to claim that a person could achieve salvation through their own efforts. Pelagius was wrong. Salvation isn't through our own efforts, no matter how much good we do. It isn't found deep inside us, as some New Age philosophies have it. Although there is a sense in which God can be found deep inside us. Salvation is a free gift from God. All we need to do is believe. It's called justification through faith, as Martin Luther famously declared. Salvation was achieved on that first Easter morning. That's what Easter Day is all about. On one level, it's about Jesus rising from the dead, a happy end to the grisly story of Holy Week. But on the personal level, it's the solution to the problem of our constant inability to get it completely right. our lack of faith, our sin. This is our special day. It's the day we celebrate the best Easter egg ever, the promise of eternal life. And while we're thinking about how we don't deserve this gift, just think about the stories in the Gospels of how the resurrection was discovered. The first person to meet Jesus, according to one Gospel, after this earth-shattering event was Mary Magdalene. This is important for at least two reasons. First, she was a woman, and women had few rights in that society at that time. Secondly, it's possible that she made a lot of mistakes in her past before meeting Jesus. That's good news for us, that someone so fallible, so human, was the first to meet Jesus on that morning. There's real hope for you and for me in all this. We are an Easter people. The Christian faith wouldn't even have started without the resurrection, let alone spread all over the world. We need to be aware of the fact that we are fallible and that we will fail if we try to live purely by our own efforts. But Christianity is about relieving guilt, not inducing it. It's about removing burdens, not piling them on. It's about pure gain, despite and even through all the pain. Happy Easter to you all.
Happy Easter.
May the words of my mouth and meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer.
Amen.
Would you like to stand now, please, for the Nicene Creed? We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is, seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic and apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Please sit for the prayer, so by Stephen.
Let us pray to the Lord. At the foot of the cross, we despaired. But the light of your resurrection brings us to our knees.
in your presence, we must bow our heads. Softly, and in awesome reverence, we add our supplication for Barry and Barbara, Pamela Lawson, Steve Horn, Julie, Rob, Hazel, Leo and his family, James Wilson, Reverend Delphine and our twin parish in Madagascar, and for rain for our farms. To a multitude without number, an ocean without bounds, Lord Jesus, hear our requests. Lord Jesus, help us to accept your response. In your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Our shame for the world keeps us on our knees. And in your presence, we dare not lift our heads. Dumbly and in tearful contrition, we own our contribution. The spread of sin beyond belief, of evil without limits. Lord Jesus, accept our regrets. Lord Jesus, help us to submit to your remedy. In your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Your faith in us, Lord, brings us to our feet. Your presence gives us courage to raise our heads. Hopeful, expectant, and impatient, we accept your commission. To bear witness to your resurrection in all places, at all times, in all we do. Lord Jesus, we surrender our doubts. Lord Jesus, guide and strengthen our resolve. In your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Merciful Father,
accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
The risen Christ came and stood among his disciples and said, Peace be with you. Then were they glad when they saw the Lord. Hallelujah. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Let us offer one another a sign of peace. Okay, the next thing is 484. Generous God, Creator, Redeemer, Sustainer, at your table we present this money, symbol of the work you have given us to do. Use it, use us, in the service of your world, to the glory of your name. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, Through your goodness we have this bread to set before you, which earth has given and human hands have made. It will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. Through your goodness we have this wine to set before you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become for us the cup of salvation.
Blessed be God forever.
The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Almighty and Eternal Father, and in these days of Easter, to celebrate with joyful hearts the memory of your wonderful works. For by the mystery of his passion, Jesus Christ, your risen Son, has conquered the powers of death and hell, and restored in men and women the image of your glory. He has placed them once more in paradise and opened to them the gate of life eternal. And so in the joy of this Passover, earth and heaven resound with gladness, while angels and archangels and the powers of all creation sing forever the hymn of your glory. Praise and bless you, loving Father, through Jesus Christ our Lord. And as we obey his command, send your Holy Spirit, that broken bread and wine outpoured may be for us the body and blood of your dear Son. On the night before he died, he had supper with his friends. And taking bread, he praised you. He broke the bread, gave it to them and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When supper was ended, he took the cup of wine. Again he praised you, gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." So, Father, we remember all that Jesus did. In him we plead with confidence his sacrifice made once for all upon the cross, bringing before you the bread of life and cup of salvation. We proclaim his death and resurrection until he comes in glory. Jesus Christ is Lord. Lord, by your cross and resurrection, you have set us free.
You are the Savior of the world.
Lord of all of life, help us to work together for that day when your kingdom comes and justice and mercy will be seen in all the earth. Look with favor on your people. Gather us in your loving arms and bring us with all the saints to feast at your table in heaven. Through Christ and with Christ and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, O loving Father, for ever and ever.
Amen.
As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ.
Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread.
Receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood, which he shed for you. Eat and drink in remembrance that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. We do not presume to come to this your table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under your table, but you are the same Lord, whose nature is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him and he in us.
Amen.
Thank you. Let us pray. God of life, who for our redemption gave your only begotten Son to the death of the cross, and by his glorious resurrection have delivered us from the power of our enemy, grant us so to die daily to sin, that we may evermore live with him in the joy of his risen life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Father of all, we give you thanks and praise that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and living, he declared your love, gave us grace, and opened the gate of glory. May we, who share Christ's body, live his risen life. We who drink his cup, bring life to others. We whom the Spirit lights, give light to the world. Keep us firm in the hope you have set before us, so we and all your children shall be free, and the whole earth live to praise your name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. So we sing our final hymn, number 503. 504.
Thank you. So our next service is not until the 7th of May. Because I've had four services this last week. But we thought it was too many to have one next week as well, which is a normal day. So it's going to be the first Sunday in May. You may have noticed on the way in a plate, because at the Lent groups we usually make donations to charity in return for our frugal lunch. And it got a bit confused this year, frankly, and we're not sure whether all the donations have come in, have reached the treasurer. So if you still like to give, there is a special plate there for that. And the money is to be shared between Longalot Solidarity with Refugees and our parish, our twin parish in Madagascar, Fenouarivo. And also there's a big collection for LSR at the back, if you've brought things, but it's no good telling you now because you haven't brought any. Now, Martha should have been doing coffee this morning, but she's poorly. She's very poorly. I hope it's not COVID, but she's all, you know, bunged up and like an allergic reaction. But she bought lots of stuff, and that is there, and Nadia and Stephen, from the look of it, are going to be doing it in place of Martha. And did she bring some eggs as well, did you? All sorts of goodies. So there's a chocolate egg each and stuff like that. Any other notices we need to give out, anybody? Patricia too. It's not Patricia that's poorly today, it's the dog. It's Mazette, the dog. She's very poorly. Sorry? And the coffee will be outside, thanks John. And it's easier to go like that to get to the coffee, which is outside there, rather than go through the kitchen, because it gets a bit bunged up. Okay, would you like to stand for the blessing? The God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the eternal covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always.
Amen. Amen.
Go in the peace of Christ. Alleluia, alleluia.
Alleluia, alleluia.
So it's French.